You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
But excited. We have Finn Andrews in the studio with us.
Good morning.
And Jeannie, but Jeannie, you don't get a microphone today. welcome, Finn. Thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank
and,
you.
And of course, first things first, happy birthday.
Thank
Many
you very
happy
much.
Returns.
We were just listing Virgos.
Who's among the famous Virgos or well-known Virgos?
I don't know. My friend Richie, Jeannie.
Oh, okay. just local Virgos.
Yeah.
What's the traits of a Virgo? I feel like they like to dot the T's. No, cross the T's and dot the I's.
Yeah, we get all the anally retentive qualities.
do you see that? How does that manifest in yourself?
Just in my general anal retention, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. I think there are other ones. Aren't we meant to be
intelligent, cool in some way? Charming?
Oh, yeah? Can we get some of that?
I'm just throwing you some bones here. Yeah. Any big plans for your birthday?
Nah, just talking about myself.
Oh, nice. Modesty. So today is an exciting day. Not only is it your birthday, but you're releasing a solo track.
Hmm.
Love, What Can I Do? Did I put the emphasis in the right place?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, there's a fair bit of grammar going on in that title. It's good to pay attention to.
So this song is a first taste of things to come from you, a solo album on the way.
Yeah. I came back to New Zealand at the start of the year and...
Because you're based in London most of the time?
Generally, yeah. Mm. I came back and... went underground in Mount Eden and made a record.
Like literally underground, right?
Yeah.
Is the lab underground?
The lab, yeah. Yeah.
Like you weren't just, you weren't...
wasn't burrowing into the soil.
There's a lovely little community garden by the building there. How do you get to the garden?
The Garden of Eden. Yeah. I don't know.
You didn't wander into the garden?
No, I have no idea how you get there. I think I heard rumors there's sort of a guy who looks after it and he's not so into people just dropping in.
Ah.
So you sort of look at it from afar.
Because you can't, if you're driving past, you can't see it. It's sort of... For walkers by only, but it's quite, if you're not familiar with the garden, it's where a building used to be by the looks of things, but has not been for a long time, or it's a big empty sort of lot, but it's much further down from the street, so you can just look down in awe
at its beauty. It looks like allotments or something, but it's all just all gardened by this one gentleman.
That's very nice. I've wondered about it many a time. But back to you.
Sure. My new gardening podcast that I'm playing.
So the new record, the name of which I believe is One Piece at a Time.
Yeah, I think that's what we're going with. Yeah.
Sort of earmarked title.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off the back of the last Veils album, Total Depravity, which of course knocked everybody's socks off and was highly acclaimed and had a song featured in Twin Peaks and kind of an abrasive, is that fair? Abrasive sort of sonics in that album.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bridge us from there to now? What's happened and what's going on?
I think this one might well be an antidote to the last record for me. They generally are, I suppose. You get quite sick of one aspect of yourself and need to retreat to another.
Mm-hmm.
Total Depravity was it was very labor intensive as well, and over a few years and...
Mm-hmm. I don't mean abrasive in a bad way.
I took it as a compliment, but we were working with LP, who's very, the production's very good, got that sort of
intensity.
sort of thing to it. So it was nice to make something live in a room.
Mm.
It's certainly a gentler affair. It's a lot more intimate,
and
I guess.
So the vocals for Love, What Can I Do?
Mm.
You recorded them live.
Mm-hmm.
Without headphones, was that difficult to sort of moderate? Does that mean you have to work quite closely with the engineer and put your trust in them, or how does that?
Yeah, it's
what you're doing.
It's such great people on this record as well. It was thanks to Holly from Tiny Ruins, who kind of put me in touch with her band, basically. So they're the band on it, and Tom, who plays guitar with her, also produced the record. And there's such a wealth of great people here. Everyone was so giving with their time you just created this lovely little environment down there, really. And it was the middle of summer as well, and the air conditioning was down. Everyone was getting very sweaty and intimate. Yeah, everything about it was a... it was an intimate affair.
Mm.
Yeah. But this song is like, it's very gentle. This is the first song on the record.
Mm.
Victoria Kelly wrote this beautiful string arrangement for it as well.
Mm.
Yeah, it is just this little kernel of longing.
And because I had a little sneaky listen to it earlier this morning, and longing is a great word for it actually, because it sort of starts off slower and then it builds.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like there was some sort of channeling of a Roy Orbison heartache.
Yeah.
And I mean, I love Roy Orbison, so I mean in the highest.
Yeah, it's really different. The vocal is just, it seems weird because you're always playing live shows and you're playing in a certain way. And then when you go to record, you put headphones on and you change the whole thing. So the idea was really just to play it like a show and play it like there were people in the room listening to it, I guess, and not being so conscious of it being recorded. But yeah, it has a different quality to it. The voice is different. I feel like my voice has changed. I don't know.
In general?
Yeah. This record sort of changed it.
How?
I don't know. Records are weird, man. They do things to you. They change everything. I feel like a different person after this record.
Mm.
You think you're making them, but they're making you, really. And it's an odd... it's a lovely, mysterious process still, even though I've been doing it for ages now, it seems. Still discovering new things.
Well, I love that. That's good. That's what you can hope for in life, right? You hope
totally.
To discover and
many
learn
mysteries.
And grow. And yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to play the song, but moving forward, ballpark, when can we expect the album to come out?
Ages, I think.
Okay.
Might as well just forget about it.
Have you started thinking about touring it and anything? Are those things coming together in your head? No,
yeah,
don't
ages,
ask those questions.
No, ages away. I think we're like just going to put things out gradually over the next few months, and then some sort of record will emerge. We're looking at doing a lovely New Zealand tour early in the new year to sort of begin everything. The whole record feels very much from here, so I think we'll start the tour here as well, and we're working on playing some nice little cool little places.
I'm very excited. I'm delighted you were able to make it up today.
Oh, my favourite place in the world, BFM. Sincerely.
It's a good one.
Mm.
I love your new song.
Thank you.
I hope the rest of your day is fantastic.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm on a high already.
Should we
good
just
start.
Should we push the play button and say goodbye?
Sure. Gosh. Okay. Yeah. Into the world it comes.
What can I do to hold you close tonight? Love, what can I do? You set my world alight. And when the night falls, I'll see you in my sleep. And when the day calls, the hurt will be complete. Love, what can I do to have you understand? Love, what can I do? You slipped right from my hand. And when the night calls, I cannot help but smile. For when I dream, I'll hold you for a little while. What can I do? Love, what can I do? Love, what can I do? Love, what can I do? Love of mine's a fretful lullaby. Can't wipe another teardrop from my eye. The kiss of love is bitter to the taste. But I can't bear one drop to go to waste. set my world alight. And when the night falls, I'll see you in my sleep. And when the day calls, the hurt will be complete. Love, what can I do? Love, what can I do? Love, what can I do? Love, what can I do?
Was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.